where your five senses no longer provide you with the type of data that's sufficient for the manner in which you want to make decisions in your life or you want to make choices. You look in your world and you think, well, how does this look, or what are you listening to, or the logic that has provided you with your five senses. Your five senses rule your logical, rational world, only it's not sufficient anymore. You're reaching for a quality of information that emerges only from the intuitive self. So here, let me give you directions and references so that you can feel that intuitive process within you that's been going on all along. But because we so often think that intuitive dynamics are futuristic, almost psychic-like, you miss what they really are. It's one of those, perhaps, situations where it's so obvious you don't see the forest for the trees. Let's examine survival intuition. Here I want you to focus on your chakras as I'm speaking, and I would like to direct you, just as you're listening to this, to move your attention, focus your attention, direct it to your solar plexus. Get your attention there, and as you generate your entire sensory system to your solar plexus, your third chakra, listen to my directives. This is the part of your body that is connected to your survival intuition. We're born with that part of our psyche, spirit, soul already active. You don't have to do a thing to awaken survival intuition. It is up and running from the day you are born. Your survival intuition is the part of you that senses whether or not you're safe in an environment. When you walk into a room, that sensory system scans the room. It chooses where you want to sit. It chooses who you want to be near. The instant you walk into a room, that part of you zooms around the energy field and reports back, even though you don't realize it. But as I'm talking to you, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You just perhaps didn't realize that that's your survival sensory system. Doing an evaluation when you meet somebody, your survival intuition scans that person. Trying to do a reading, just like I do a reading, you're doing a survival reading and you don't even know it. Now, let me remind you that you want to become aware of this, because what do you base your decisions on in life but the information that your sensory system provides for you? And becoming aware of your energetic sensory system, your intuitive senses, allows you to expand the scope of the information that you rely upon in the choices that you make every single day. And as you expand your sensory system to include the multi-sensory abilities you have in the spiritual realm, using your spiritual sensory system, what you do is you combine dimensions as you formulate the reasons why you make the choices that you do. When you are only making decisions using your five senses, you respond to life. You don't create life. And this is a tremendous difference that you need to understand. Responding, decisions made through response, positions you this way. You look at the world, and at a deeply unconscious level, to introduce your victim here, everything threatens you first before you feel safe. You'll always feel intimidated before you feel comfortable, even if you don't realize it. And this is where survival intuition comes in. When you engage in a conversation for the first time, when you are interacting in perhaps a business discussion, when you meet a neighbor for the first time, it doesn't matter. I can use any number of examples. But if you are living only in the five sensory world, everything you approach, everything you do, will be from the point of view of your four primary archetypes, examining your position based on one focus. Does this person, does this action, does this business deal threaten my survival?